This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by a brilliant leader. We're joined today by Dr. Wassim Mekaila. Dr. Mekaila is the Clinical Program Director for the Breast Cancer Program at the Advent Health Cancer Institute. Advent Health has grown into one of the largest and most advanced health systems in the country, based in Florida, but branches in other places as well, but it's become just a tremendous leading health system. They are working on a multidisciplinary breast cancer model. We're going to talk about that breast cancer multidisciplinary model today. Dr. Mekaila, can you take a moment to tell us about yourself, about your education, and your role at Advent Health?
Thank you so much for having me, and I'm so thrilled to be here. My name is Wassim Mekaila, and I serve as the clinical director for the breast program at Advent Health, as you mentioned. I went to medical school in Beirut, Lebanon, and then I did my training, my residency in internal medicine at the George Washington University in D.C., I completed a fellowship in hematology and oncology at the University of Pittsburgh, in Pittsburgh, and then I have an MBA in healthcare management from Ohio University. I've been in practice since 2009, and I'm board certified in oncology and hematology. I joined Advent Health in Orlando about 4.5 years ago, and since then, you know, I joined as to lead the breast cancer program with the institution. And since then, we have been working on advancing the care of breast cancer patients in the community through multiple initiatives, including the multidisciplinary model that you mentioned, advancing breast cancer research, and so forth.
Talk about how the breast cancer multidisciplinary model works, and how is it intended to help patients, and then how is a leader and its physicians, are physicians involved? Talk to us about how it works, how it helps patients, and how it works for physicians too.
So when a patient is diagnosed with cancer in general, that's, I think, one of the most stressful times. It's an uncertain future, and you know, it takes a lot of work to get in with the right physician, to know the plan, what is the prognosis, what's the next step. So what we adopted is a multidisciplinary clinic where we gather as specialists. Every Monday afternoon, I dedicate my afternoon to see patients with newly diagnosed breast cancer. And I have a breast surgeon and a radiation oncologist who specializes in breast cancer. We are there all afternoon seeing patients with newly diagnosed breast cancer. So the advantage of this model is that the patient has a one-stop shop. They are diagnosed, they're promptly seen, they're, you know, seeing the three specialists that are going to formulate a treatment plan for them, including myself, the radiation team, and the breast surgery team. We have also at the same time a breast cancer navigator on site, in addition to the connection with the genetics department. So that way, you know, all specialties see the patient. It's a roundtable discussion. We sit in a conference room. We put up the patient pathology, radiology, images. We discuss the plan. We agree in person to a plan for this patient. And then we formulate the plan and you know, give it to the patient. So the patients leave their visit with a clear plan on their cancer treatment from all three specialties, from studies, from, you know, historically, a multidisciplinary approach improves the patient outcomes, improves the survival in multiple disciplines, and actually minimizes the ordering tests or the time to initiate treatment. And I do believe this is one of the best models that we implemented and we follow. Now, since this model was implemented, it was very successful, and we started implementing it at multiple sites because, as you know, Advent Health is not one hospital. It's a healthcare system, and we have hospitals across the country. But in Central Florida, We implemented this model in several of our hospitals to try to take the level of care for those patients to the best, highest level.
And what are you seeing so far? This has been open, I think, for 5 years now. What's your sense? Can you measure differences in results? And if not results, patient experience, clinician experience? How do you sort of see the results of this, at least your first sense of the results?
Clearly, it's a successful model because it only has gotten positive feedback from patients. It has gotten busier, and we have patients seeking to come to the breast team from distance. Plus, patient outcomes are better. I mean, the patients love the fact that we communicate, we divide the tasks, and they're way more satisfied that way. The amount of stress when they leave their appointment is significantly lower than when they came in. They are relieved. They have a clear plan. There's nothing for a cancer patient better than having a plan. It's hard to have a diagnosis. It's harder not to know what to do. And it is way better when you have a plan. One of the challenges for the model, though, is the fact that not every place or every institution is able to adopt a similar model because of the lack of volume and the lack of physicians' buy-in and commitment. Because remember, you have to dedicate a part of your day for this clinic. There are days where you don't have enough patients, and you could ask yourself and say, but I could keep myself busy seeing other patients. It's a commitment. And we when we agreed to do this, we made that commitment to the community and to the patients. And it hasn't been anything but successful every day.
And talk for a moment about going forward, the next couple of years. What are you most focused on? What are you most excited about?
Well, in breast cancer, we're very excited because of all these novel treatments. The field has been advancing so fast, and our patients are having way more treatment options, much better outcomes. I mean, to start with, in breast cancer, this is one of the cancers where the cure rate average is around 80%, and this is only getting better. Patients are living longer, more patients are being cured. When I joined, I wanted to also advance the research field, and I have a passion for cancer research. And we have brought in to our Cancer Institute in Orlando some of the best international and national clinical trials that normally patients have to travel to another city or state to get enrolled on those trials. We have all those trials handy in Orlando where the patients, you know, can just come to their normal visit and be enrolled on one of the top clinical trials. In addition to that, we do have the clinical research unit, which has some of the phase one clinical trials, which is the most experimental and novel treatments for patients who are losing hopes and losing treatment options and need more treatment options. So I'm very, very excited about the field. Having the MDC, the multidisciplinary clinic, allows me to screen the patients when they come in. I incorporated the research team and the genetics team into the multidisciplinary team. So that one first visit, you know, we see if there's any clinical trials that can improve the outcome. If the patients are eligible, this will be discussed with them. And that's how we advance medicine. And I can tell you, our population in Central Florida is very diverse, and patient diversity has been an issue in clinical research. We are one of the top places with patient diversity. And it makes us very attractive to all the research institutes because of the diversity of our patients.
Thank you. And what advice would you give to other systems trying to develop a multidisciplinary care approach to breast cancer? What advice would you give to other systems?
My advice is to follow this model because it is very successful. Without the support of Advent Health, we couldn't have implemented this model. We have a very patient-centered and physician-supportive system that stood behind us to make it happen. They are there to fulfill the needs and the asks to make the model successful. My message to providers and to healthcare systems is that initially this may not look very appealing to you, but on the long run, this is the right thing to do. This is how you take your care level to the highest possible level of care. This is how you improve your patient outcomes, and this is how you improve your patient satisfaction. I encourage every healthcare system and every specialist to adopt this model, not only in breast cancer, but across other cancers.
Thank you. And any other thoughts you'd like to share with the audience today about what you're doing, about the pride in Advent Health? Any other thoughts you'd like to share today?
Well, I couldn't be more pleased than in the setting I'm in right now, because I am in a community setting, right? This is a community healthcare system. We're not an academic healthcare system, but we provide the care of an academic system. We are at that level. We are able to have research. We are able to be involved in advancing the field. And that would not have been possible without the support we get and without our patient support. I can tell you, a part of the success is the patients. Being in a community setting and having this trust and strong patient doctor relationship makes it much easier for the patients to trust and to participate in research. And that's the only way to advance the care. We can't move to the next level without research, and we can't do research without the patient participation. So I encourage the patients to get enrolled in clinical trials. They're not guinea pigs. They're actually participating in advancing the care for the next generation. And without them, nothing could happen. So patients, healthcare system, and physicians, this is what makes this successful. It's an outstanding model, and I love it.
Well, thank you. Let me ask you one more question, and this may be the most challenging question of the day, doctor. You came originally from Lebanon, from Beirut to the United States. Here is my very difficult question. Have you become a fan of Florida sports teams, Pittsburgh sports teams? You've been located in different places. Any team that you've become a fan of since coming to the U.S.?
Well, I became a Steelers fan since I moved to Pittsburgh. This is when I learned the American football, because as you know, football is soccer everywhere else except here. So me coming in here when I was young and learning the American football, and my first exposure was to the Steelers. So this is the team I became a fan of. And I like basketball, and actually being from Orlando and having the Magic, the Orlando Magic is amazing. So, you know, I'm a fan of all sports, to be honest with you.
And so I'll ask you one more question.
Yes.
If you had to start a team, do you start the team with Terry Bradshaw or Mean Joe Green?
Is that, well, I don't think there's greater than Terry Bradshaw.
Terry Bradshaw, quarterback. Mean Joe Green was part of the great Steel Curtain front four back in when I was growing up. It's a long time ago, so it's not a fair question. But back in the day, they had the White, Elsie Greenwood, Joe Green, Ernie Holmes were their front four. You know, this guy, I think it was Terry Lambert, a magnificent defense, fantastic. Chuck Knoll is the coach. Great, great teams to watch. I appreciate you indulging me on that very complicated question. I'm just kidding. I hope just a pleasure. But just an absolute pleasure to visit with you today. Amazing what you've accomplished there at Advent Health. Advent Health, of course, has grown into this incredibly great health system. And Dr. Michaela, your kind of leadership is why that happens. So thank you for joining us today on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast to talk to us about the multidisciplinary approach to treating breast cancer. Just fantastic. What a magnificent career. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.